Good morning, this is Katie. Today I'm reading Galatians 5, 1 to 12. It is freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is required to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we have hope. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor non-circumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. You are running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion, whoever may be, will have to pay the penalty. Brothers and sisters, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offence of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish they would just go the whole way and emasculate themselves. How wonderful that we have freedom in Christ. The fact that we don't have to do religious works, the fact that it's just our whole faith, our open-heartedness, our whole willingness to believe that Christ died on the cross for us, as individuals for us. As he created us. That is just amazing. The unconditional love that gives us freedom. And the amazing thing that throughout the Bible, we are still reminded that that is what we need to believe. That's what we wholeheartedly need to trust. That we have freedom in Christ and his forgiveness. Because we believe. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for all believers. I thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for us. I thank you for sending your Son. I thank you for your Holy Spirit daily prompting us that freedom is the way. I thank you, Lord, for giving us freedom, wholehearted freedom. In your mighty name, amen.